from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, if you listen to me on The Fan, you know that I am clearly congested and not my usual self, because I can't even get a good morning off, man. It's all good. Pushing through. Flu game. Ain't none. 2 hours ago, Keith McPherson on The Fan. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. I mean, we're talking about everything tonight. I opened up talking about fandom and how the seasons change, and if you're a fan of multiple sports, if you're a fan of amateur sports, college football started tonight. I can watch any college football game and be in peace. I watched Rutgers host Howard. I watched Colorado host North Dakota State. Enjoyed it. More so than I've enjoyed the New York Yankees over the course of the last month, 2 months. They grind my gears, man. They should be better than this. We deserve better than this. Hal Steinbrenner said so much after going 82-80. 888-808-1019. They better win this one today. Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. What's up? Alex is in here now. Manny just left. I'll be at the game. I'm going home. I'm going to sleep. Take some NyQuil. Dr. Mo said he'll send me some meds. I'm going to the game regardless. Why? Bom, 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 bom. Hey, fans, come out and get an Aaron Judge football jersey. Yeah, I'm going to go get my jersey. For sure. They better win, though. They have Eric Fetty on the mound for the St. Louis Cardinals versus Marcus Stroman. You lose that game, then that's a losing streak, W3, and Will Warren is on the mound Saturday. Not good. But you find some solace in the fact that, well, as soon as I look up, the score is different. I was going to say, you find some solace in the fact that the Dodgers are up 5-0 on the Baltimore Orioles. It is now 5-3. So we can't even find solace in that, in the bottom of the sixth inning, that the Dodgers are just smacking the Orioles. The Orioles can come back and win this game. Always got to find somebody else to handle our business. Always got to find somebody else to do the Yankees light work. Just handle your own business. Win your own games and series against these bum teams and create some kind of room. Let's go to Avi out in Jackson. What's up, Avi? You're on The Fan.
Hey, Wookiees. How's it going?
It's going. I'm not, 100% healthy, but I'm good enough to do the show tonight. Thanks for checking in.
Okay, I got two stuff. About their loss in the past 2 days. The first one, those errors were not acceptable. You can't have that. If you want to win the World Series this year, that can't happen. If you want to go far in the playoffs, that can't happen.
And Avi, you know what was crazy about that? The night before, they were making all the plays. They were turning double plays, making all the catches in the outfield, throwing the ball, hitting the gloves. The next night, they're throwing the ball around the diamond. They can't tag guys out. They can't throw runners out at second. They can't catch the ball. Juan Soto can't catch the ball. Like, It's a Jekyll and Hyde team. It's a tale of two teams, night after night.
Yeah. One more thing about Carlos Rodon. I think that overall, he's a pretty good pitcher. I think that if in the playoffs he wants to start, he got to up his game.
Yeah, I think overall in the past he was a good pitcher before he came to New York. I think he has had some good outings, but he gets in his head. It takes a certain level of focus. He has to be dialed in. He has to be locked in because he's so easily rattled. Avi, thanks for the call. We've seen Rodon be good, but we've seen him be more bad. And do you feel comfortable giving him the ball in the postseason, knowing the wind could blow the wrong way and he'll have a hissy fit? Do you feel, hell no. Giving Carlos Rodon the ball in the postseason to me seems like self-sabotage. Jack is in Mount Olive on the Fan. What's up, Jack?
Hey, Keith. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Two things. One, I've been a Yankee fan my whole life. I'm only 19 years old, so I didn't see 2009. I was four. So my whole life has just been filled with disappointment after disappointment. It's going to be no different this year. I mean, they have shown nothing this year with Juan Soto that it's any different from any year. I mean, Juan Soto and Aaron Judge can show up. Does not matter if the third guy that I want up is Austin Wells. As good of a hitter as he is, he plays every other day. I mean, it's in the playoffs, we are going nowhere with Gleyber Torres being the leadoff hitter, with Giancarlo Stanton being my cleanup hitter. Like, it does not matter. Put him at the five spot. Doesn't matter, because guess who's up next? Alex Verdugo does nothing at the plate. It's going to show in the playoffs so much, and I woohoo if you make the ALCS. We're no way we're going past that.
Damn. I feel for you, bro. You're 19. You know, you're out of high school. You're in college. Like, I got to live in the Yankees. Like, I was 21. I turned 21 the last time the Yankees won the World Series. It was awesome.
Yeah, my dad promised that this was a dynasty team when I was younger. And, I mean, it has just set me up, man. I mean, every single year, it's just, all right, well, I guess I'll defend these guys again. And then they just show
nothing. There's so much false hope. We're living off the past every year. They want to celebrate the old-timers' day, the 2009 World Series, you know, come to the stadium and relive this, go to Monument Park, watch Yankeeography, Yankee Classic. And it's like, no, why can't we do it in modern day time? There's a joke out there, and I know because I'm a stupid Cowboys fan and a Yankees fan, where they say, oh, yeah, the Cowboys, you know, all their games are on the History Channel because, you know, their fans live in the past talking about, you know, their five Super Bowl rings. The Cowboys are in a 29-year drought. The Yankees are halfway there. The Yankees are starting to turn into the Dallas Cowboys of the MLB, living in the 90s and the past. And it's a sad state of affairs because they have won. They actually, like, the Cowboys can't get back to a conference championship. The Yankees have been to the ALCS in your lifetime that you can remember, and they've been beat by the same team.
Yep. I mean, I really wish it was a one-game do-or-die every single time, because maybe then they would have done something. It's just heartbreak. But speaking of football, just one more thing. Huge Giants fan, so, you know, even worse for my life.
The last 10 years been tough.
Yeah, love it. Daniel Jones replicates his 2 years ago. I mean, I know ACL tear. I'm just thinking best-case scenario. Malik Nabers, I'm not asking for something crazy. Like 950 yards, 8 touchdowns, I'd be ecstatic. I mean, it was better than Jalen Hyatt last year. What is the Giants' ceiling then? If Daniel Jones just replicates the game manager, doesn't turn it over, can run the ball, and Devin Singletary isn't a bust for these 3 years, what is this Giants' ceiling because of how good their defense is?
I mean, I think the ceiling is going back to where they were the first year of Brian Daboll, you know, winning like 9-10 games, getting into the playoffs, surprising some teams, but they're over-under set at 6.5. I would pencil them in for a similar season that they had last year. I just don't see it. The caliber of quarterback play that's going to be needed, right? You just talked about Daniel Jones 2 years ago. He had Saquon as a safety blanket. He had Saquon to get a first down. He had Saquon run it in. Yeah, now you hate him, but like, what's your offense without him? What's the identity of his offense without him? It's not Devin Singletary. It's got to be Daniel Jones throwing the ball. They know that. They paid Daniel Jones. They didn't draft a quarterback. They are putting this entire season on his shoulders to see if he can do it or not.
And I don't know if he can do it. You don't know if he can do it. I don't think they really think he can do it. And if he doesn't do it, it's going to be another tank year. They're going to draft a quarterback next year, and they're going to move on from him.
Yeah. Well, would you crazy thought, because they can get out of the contract after this year, thank God. Would you sign Dak Prescott somehow, some way, make money for him?
No, Dak is going to command $60 million a year. Thanks for the call, Jack. No, I'm seeing Photoshop pictures of Dak Prescott in a Giants uniform. Why would y'all want Dak? No. Why would you just gave $40 million to Daniel Jones? You want to give $60 million to the wrong guy? You want to pay the wrong guy again? Let's go to DJ in East Brunswick on the Fan. What's up, DJ?
What's going on, my guy? How you doing tonight?
All right. Watching the Dodgers play the Orioles, talking about Dak Prescott and the Giants and the Yankees.
Well, before we get to Dak Prescott, I have one thing to say to the younger kids that were calling up for fantasy advice. Stop worrying about your quarterback and your tight end so early. Take as many playmakers as you can.
Wide receivers.
Wide receivers and running back. So if you got to hit yourself with wide receivers, then you want to backload on running backs on the back end before you take that tight end and wide receiver.
Yeah, and you can stream. That's why I always tell people, I'm like, play the waiver wire. One of my homies, I helped him with his draft. He's like, I got 7 wide receivers. I'm like, good. He's like, they said I had the worst draft. Yeah. I'm like, it doesn't matter what they grade your draft, bro. Stream the whole,
The only thing that matters is how you play, what you draft.
Yeah, be smart. Think about the matchups. Think about who can, like you said, game breakers. Who can score you 30 points? Who can catch the ball and score 3 touchdowns, 2 touchdowns, get you 100 yards?
Or like I like to do, is play the defensive matchup every week. Who's the favorite matchup? Who's playing the garbage team? Remember when the Jets were, 3 years ago where they were just terrible? They had Zach Wilson every week. Every week, I swap my defense to whoever the Jets are playing.
Smart move.
Their
offense
is
not going to do anything against this defense. I'm at least going to have about 10 points.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have 15, 20 at that point because that's how bad he was. All right, so my point about Dak Prescott, I love that we spent 130-something mil on CD.
Dallas fan. Okay.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know what I mean? DJ from East Brunswick. Always remember he's a Cowboys fan. I'll be here for you, brother.
I got you locked in. I know a couple Dallas fans that call in. It's going to be rough, but it'll be all right.
This is what I'm wishing for this year. 2-15 are only 2 wins against the Giants.
2-15?
Yeah, 2-15. So we can get rid of Dak. We can pay who we need to pay. We can wish him a good, happy goodbye. Bye-bye. And draft somebody who matters.
They're not going to. There's no chance. They're going to win way more than 2 games. That's going to be the problem.
I know. That's what sucks.
Here's the problem, DJ. It's going to be the same. I don't think they win 13 games, but I think they win 10 or 11 games.
They'll go 11-6.
11-6, lose in the wild card round. And exactly, that's going to piss you off because you're going to have some good wins. They're going to lose to a stupid-ass team. They're going to beat a good team in the regular season.
Yep.
And then whoever they draw in the postseason, in the playoffs, they're going to fold to again.
We're going to blank up. We're going to clam up like the girl at prom. It's going to be so terrible. Gosh. Keith, love you. Thank you for the call. Have a good night, brother.
Thanks for the call, DJ. Listen, the Dallas Cowboys, I've told you guys this. I'm not one of those delusional Dallas fans. Hold up. We them boys. It's our year. How about them Cowboys? Nah. No. I was telling you for 3 years on the Fan, they're frauds. That was my words. They're frauds. The two words that I used to describe the Dallas Cowboys, they're frauds. To the point where there's some Dallas Cowboys in the tri-state area that are like, bro, we get a Cowboys fan on the Fan. I'm like, y'all got Jerry Recco. Don't he count? He calls some Cowboys game. Y'all get a Cowboys fan on the Fan and you expect me to come on with the Jerry Jones pom-poms. No, I'm jaded. I've seen this episode my entire life. I've gone through this my entire life. It doesn't matter if it's the Romo era. It doesn't matter if it's the Dak era. Jason Witten era, Dez Bryant era. Now we're in the CeeDee Lamb era. Zeke Elliott somehow is back on the team. They will be good enough to win regular season games. September, October, November, December. 3 out of 4 weeks, you will go to bed happy. They will probably embarrass you on a primetime game or two, but for the most part, you will go to bed happy, wake up on Victory Monday. But the inevitable thing is when the NFL shrinks down in size and everybody doesn't have a playoff game and you do, misery is on deck. You're not winning unless you get a 46-year-old Tom Brady to give you a game. 888-808-1019. So if you look, right, the Cowboys got to play the Browns. They got to play the Ravens in the first 3 weeks. I think they can lose both of those games. Saints even, they could lose. They could start off losing. They'll beat the Giants on September 26th. That's a Thursday night football game. They should beat the Steelers, but they'll probably find a way to lose that. That's a primetime game as well. America's team to laugh at. They love to put the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. They love to put the Cowboys on Thursday night football, Sunday night football, Monday night football, and watch them lose. Watch them lose. I mean, you're going to get a stupid game. Like, they lost to the Cardinals last year. They lost to the Cardinals last year, I think the week after or the week before the Giants beat them. The days of Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin and Jay Novacek and Daryl Moose Johnson and Charles Haley and Deion Sanders, they're gone. Limo driver Ed headed to Newark. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
All right, man. Just sitting here waiting on my flight coming from Phoenix. That's late, delayed. And now I was sitting there looking. I'm sitting here on 78 on the side. And it's about 1,000 state troopers and the Secret Service. So it must be Trump going back to Bedminster, going back home.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, man. Big ups to Prime, his son, John, and what's that, Hunter. And they got Horn Jr. Yep. And another kid named Winters. They got a nice little squad there. Hey, for them to get rid of everybody, offensive line, defensive line, through the portal, and to come up. But I don't know. I think they're not going to beat Nebraska next week. That's a tough one, you know. So
they got to be bowl eligible this year. They got to put up numbers so that Shador and Travis are top 5 picks in the NFL, top 10 picks in the NFL. They put Colorado on the map, and people hate that. You know,
there's a lot of talk about relevancy. That's packed. They sold out for the rest of the year, too.
They're relevant. You know? They got rappers. They got entertainers there. They got attention there. They'll have college game day there, but they're not going to be a juggernaut. You can't go from something to nothing that fast. The only reason that they're able to manufacture something is because of two things, NIL and a transfer portal. This would have never happened 10 years ago.
No, it wouldn't have. And that's the problem.
Even with Prime status, the fact that they can pay these kids millions of dollars to come there, and that they have a transfer portal where anybody can come. I think I heard tonight they had a kid from Ohio State. They have kids coming from other big-time schools to play there.
Yeah, I know, because they're showing Warren Sapp. He does the defensive line coach.
Warren Sapp is coaching there. Terrell Owens is on the sideline warming up with Shador Sanders.
Yeah. I know, man. It's crazy. I mean, college today, man, just looking at this and what these kids are making, this is just crazy. It's crazy now. They had one kid, they said, that transferred 5 times.
Yep. It's all a money train. I'm jealous. I mean, I wasn't that good, but I would have got some bread.
You would have, man.
I would have got paid.
Today? Oh, you would have got paid. Yeah. Hey, listen, you was talking about the two guys at the other station, man. I listen to them all the time, too. But listen, the Mets ain't going to go but so far, so maybe they'll put them back on the stage, you know, on that station, you know?
No, but Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer, they're both pros. They're good guys. Just a technicality. What will happen when the Mets are done, they will have ESPN switch on the national radio show that they do at nights.
Yeah, this is just great. You know what? ESPN, well, they're letting a lot of people go. I don't know what's going on. But they're changing a lot. You know what I'm saying? A lot of new faces, a lot of young faces.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Let go of Sam Ponder, Robert Griffin.
Yeah.
They can do that, the worldwide leader. But then they're about to pay Stephen A. $25 million to talk on air about how Juan Soto hits behind Aaron Judge. What?
Right. and then he don't let nobody talk because he's always interrupting them anyway.
And they fear him. They're afraid. Whether it's Mad Dog afraid to correct him or Monica McNutt, she stood up to him, actually, with the whole Caitlin Clark stuff. But for the most part, on First Take, it's his show. It's his way. Whatever he's got to say. That's why he's never bringing me on. I wouldn't last a segment.
And the first thing he does, he brings a race card up. Fast, you can say your name.
Yeah, I can't stand that because, you know, I got into hockey over the last couple years, and they flew him to Panthers Rangers down in Florida. And he said, only thing I know about hockey is the puck is black. And I'm like, bro, that's such a tired line. No brothers would ever say that. Like, given an opportunity to go to a game and cover a game, we're not talking about it like that. We're not looking at it like
that. I know, brother. I know. Well, hey, man, listen, it's good talking to you again. Get well. Go home, get some rest, and get ready to go to the game tomorrow. All right, my brother, and I'll be giving you a call. All right?
Yes, sir. We're heading into another football season, so I'll be hearing from you soon.
Hey, brother, I'll be there. I'll be the first game. I'll be there, man. My tickets all ready, tailgate and everything. I'm ready to go.
I know it. Limo driver Ed, you the man. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, I mean, when I opened up the show, I was talking about college football being back and how much I just enjoyed sitting on the couch tonight and watching Howard and Rutgers, watching Colorado and North Dakota State, and just looking at the play calling and the defense and plays. I'm like, man, I miss football. And it's just peaceful compared to watching DJ LeMahieu ground out or watching Jose Trevino throw the ball in the center field and they're like, oh, yeah, Gleyber Torres malfunction. Oh, yeah. What else is new? I told y'all. Judge was like, oh, yeah, well, if I know Gleyber, this won't happen again. What are you talking about, bro? We all know Gleyber. He's definitely going to short circuit, malfunction, do something again. And just when you start to praise him at the top of the lineup as the leadoff hitter, 0-5. Pat is in Myrtle Beach. Before we go to break, tell us something, Pat. You're on the fan. Turn me down in the background. Turn me down.
No, I got you down.
All right, we're good. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, so I think I know where you stand on what you'd do if you were sitting in Boone's chair with the Yankee lineup. But I was wondering if I could get your thoughts on who would be your game one starter in the booth next to Susan for the WFAN play-by-play call.
Oh, they're bringing John back.
The rotation.
It's already been rumored. John came back that first game of the Guardian series. He did 2 innings.
All right.
I think they're bringing John back.
I knew that he had reappeared, but I didn't know that was in preparation of the playoffs.
It's not in preparation. John doesn't need any prep. Like, John did. John gets. It's easy for John to call the baseball game. He's done thousands of baseball games. But as soon as it was floated that he potentially is going to come back for the postseason, I feel like the Yankees are going to give him an offer he cannot refuse.
I don't know how I feel about that. I've been enjoying the new voices, to be honest.
Well, Ricky Ricardo's got to do the Yankees baseball in Espanol.
Sure. Who's been filling in for him?
No idea. Couldn't tell you.
Ricky would have been my choice. I've really enjoyed his, work.
Unanimous choice. No disrespect to Emmanuel Barbari, who just turned 25. He's got a long career in front of him to become the announcer he's going to be. No disrespect to Shackle, who is 35, who is a pro's pro and has a long time to become the broadcaster. Ricky Ricardo's been in the game for a minute. He's called games in different places. Ricky Ricardo is a legend. Like, he's got, like, if you guys actually had time, like, when he hosts shows, he's able to kick some of the stories and things that he's done. It's Ricky, without a doubt. Thanks for the call, Pat. 888-808-1019. Ricky just did the DC series, and I'm listening to the broadcast, and I guess he called games down there for a year. And Susan's like, you've worked everywhere. And that goes back into talking about Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer. Like, there are guys in this radio industry that have grinded, that have worked in different cities, different places, different where. The landscape is changing, though. Like, not for nothing, there's some guys on the radio that don't deserve to be in the spots that they're in. and there's other guys getting kicked out of the radio that grind it, that do deserve it. It ain't fair. Life ain't fair. DJ LeMahieu is going to get at bats over Ben Rice. DJ LeMahieu is going to get at bats over Oswaldo Cabrera. Life isn't fair. Decisions get made based on other things besides who's...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is the best.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Okay. A couple minutes here before the next break, the 1 o'clock. Break update and last hour I have on The Fan, Keith McPherson, KM to 2 a.m. talking sports, taking your calls and trying not to hiccup. The hiccups came back during the break. Ay, ay, ay. Like I said, some people just not set up to win. Some people just got to lose live on air. It is what it is. Let me take these calls, man. That'll help out. John and Patterson, you're on The Fan. Go for it, John.
Hi, quick point about the Mets being that Jeff McNeil, we've seen his struggles, even though he's picking up late, but he's struggling all season long. He's not the same Jeff McNeil we've seen in the past. And on the Yankee side of things, Gleyber Torres, even though he's picking up as late, he's not playing well. I think both these players, all they need is a fresh start. I feel like they have the potential. Gleyber Torres, a high draft pick. Jeff McNeil won a batting title. And if they would just swap, I feel like the Mets should trade Jeff McNeil for Gleyber Torres.
Thanks for the call, John. Weren't we doing that like 2 months ago? I think we were doing that. I heard either C-Mac or Morash or one of them doing the trade Gleyber Torres for Jeff McNeil thing. And I don't know. It's just like they are small cogs in the big machine. They're good sometimes. They're bad sometimes, which I don't know. Like, they're not the best versions of themselves this year. They both might have a new team next year. I don't know. But for this year, they're on the team still. We still have another month. We hope to have longer than a month where you're going to rely on Jeff McNeil. You're going to rely on Gleyber Torres. Gleyber Torres is the leadoff hitter for the New York Yankees. Like, the Yankees willingly did not trade this man over the last 3 years. The Yankees willingly put him back at the leadoff spot after they had to put Volpe there earlier in the year where he couldn't get it going. Like, they benched this guy. They benched this guy after he didn't hustle. I think he got benched for a Tampa Bay Rays game. I think he got benched after the Mets game. And then, you know, he had a bonehead play where Boone pulled him in the game. Like, the Gleyber Torres saga can't end soon enough. But, like, you know, Jekyll and Hyde. He goes right back into the Jekyll and Hyde thing. Excuse me, man. This sucks. With Gleyber, it's like he'll have a stretch of hitting home runs and good at bats and locking in, and then he'll forget to cover second. It's just in his DNA. He's the type of player he is. And Jeff McNeil is an enigma. Like, I don't know. You get happy Jeff. You get mad Jeff earlier in the year. You get good Jeff. You get bad Jeff. Can't be mad at him today. He almost hit a homer today. Had a couple knocks today. And even in this second half, he's been more good than bad. You're going to need him down the stretch. I mean, luckily you have Jose Iglesias as well, but yeah, I don't know. I look at these guys that are just, it's baseball. It's hard. They're inconsistent because the game is hard to be consistent at. 888-808-1019. But you can't have a bunch of inconsistent guys. It's a team. They got to pick guys up. And it's one thing to be inconsistent. It's another thing to fall asleep at the wheel consistently. That's Gleyber Torres. And Jeff McNeil, I think he just gets down on himself and struggles from time to time. But he's shown you he could be a decent player. He's shown you that he can bring his bat and contribute in that Mets lineup. He's certainly a part of, like, this team and the win today. And, you know, he's a guy that's been around for long enough. You hope he can figure it out. You paid him, so you want to see him figure it out. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Dan in Middletown, New Jersey. Dan, you're on the phone.
Hey, Keith, how are you tonight?
Not well.
I'm sorry to hear about the hiccups, and I just got done watching some college football. Minnesota losing to UNC on that last second kick. It was actually a very fun game to watch. And then I thought North Dakota State was going to get Colorado, and I think it would have been a little bit justified because I think Prime's been going a little bit crazy in his pressers.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about that.
I think Prime is standing on business, and he's demanding some respect. But the respect is earned. They got to get it on the field. I got to find SportsCenter. SportsCenter's probably lit with the college football highlights and the baseball highlights. I just turned the Rutgers game. They got Taryn Hatcher doing the Rutgers games. She's usually down there in Philly. If they got Taryn Hatcher doing the Rutgers games, I'm definitely going to watch more Big Ten Rutgers games. But anyway, back to you. What were you bringing to us tonight? Not that you were watching college football.
I was talking to you about this last night, and then I wasn't able to call in because of my phone line, but the Yankees' over-reliance on veterans is actually starting to get really annoying, and it's something that Joe Girardi didn't do. I mean, Joe Girardi would not have been continuously playing DJ LeMahieu and giving him the runway as much as he has. Think about it this way. The Yankees are 33-33 when DJ LeMahieu plays, and they are 45-22 without him. That's a huge difference. I think DJ's done. I don't know what you do with him for the last 2 years. He's getting less than Ellsbury, so you could do the same thing that you did with Ellsbury. But it's tough right now, and I can't wait for Anthony Rizzo to come back sooner, and I don't think that was something I was saying in June.
Yeah, you know what? You bring up a good point about Girardi, and it's been almost a decade now, but I remember the Baby Bombers coming up, and, you know, we just came across Old Timers Day where Mark Teixeira didn't show up, and people talked about him throwing teammates under the bus, but also he might have felt some type of way about Greg Bird taking his spot and the rush to get him up out of there in favor of Greg Bird. You know, Gary Sanchez coming in. I don't know who was the catcher, Brian McCann. Like,
yeah,
there were some older guys, even A-Rod, out the door, push him out the door. Jacoby Ellsbury, he just was missing in action. But, yeah, Girardi was looking to win. He was looking to play the best players he had available. And it seems like back then, they had more of the want to, you know, go away from the old players and elevate the young players or just play the best players available. Now it's like, you know, they're stuck with DJ. I mark my words, he's not getting DFA'd this year. They will get through the rest of this year where he might be glued to the bench, which to me I think is a waste. Like, why even have him on the bench? It's a waste of a spot. Like, John Birdie could be that spot if he ever is healthy. He's old too. But he will be in spring training as well next year. They don't care what you say. They don't care what I say. They don't care about Yankees Twitter. This is a guy that they signed. This is a guy that they're basing, you know, his track record, his resume, the back of his baseball card on their decisions to play him because they're hoping that they can get, you know, anything out of him at this point to get a return on investment. They owe him $30 million. They're going to play him. He's a part of the fabric of the team. He's a guy that doesn't say much. But guys love him on the team. He has his family around the team. He has his daughters, his wife around the team. They're not going to take money out of his pocket. They're not going to take his job. They're not going to just do the hard thing, which is to tell him, you are absolutely cooked. You don't have it anymore. You're cut. You're done. We're trying to win. They feel like they can make up for it with the Aaron Judges and Juan Sotos of the world. I think the only option you see next is Rizzo tomorrow starting at first base and DJ on the bench. But I bet you they find a way to play him somehow. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, we're bringing Rizzo in slowly. Rizzo is another old guy. So they're gonna have DJ play. It's just, you know, we can talk about it till we're blue in the face. We can use all of our Twitter characters. We can call the fan and talk about it. Like, they don't care what we have to say. He's on the roster. Boone's going to play him. And Cashman is going to try and get a return on that investment.
And it's not just with DJ. It's the same thing with Trevino and Wells. I mean, Wells is clearly the better catcher. He's at that same level defensively now.
Clearly
he's
a better hitter.
Superior offensively.
Clearly a better hitter. But they're gonna go back and talk about pitch framing and talk about Trevino in the clubhouse as a veteran. And like that, they will lean on that type of stuff. You are dealing with, right, from Girardi to Boone, they both were former players. But I think you're dealing with Aaron Boone, who really leans as a former player and player's coach on veterans and letting those guys play. And then I think he's in lockstep with the front office where they're like, yeah, play the guys that we're paying. We're not paying Oswaldo more than DJ. We don't believe in Oswaldo. Like with Rizzo, yeah, I guess Rizzo's got a hefty contract the size of DJ's, so they're going to put him out there. But they're probably going to platoon them. Like, Rizzo's a left-handed hitter. So he's just going to take the place of a Ben Rice, but he'll get the starts against right-handed pitching, and then I bet you when they go against lefties, I don't know. I really don't know what to bet you. I'll bet you this though: the Yankees won't win a damn thing when if they keep, you know, playing the way they're playing and being stuck on stupid, dying hard on their trades and their contracts instead of putting the best players out there. They're going to get got because the teams that are going to play against them will scout them, will know they can't hit left-handed pitching. We'll know exactly how to pitch guys in their lineup. We'll pitch around guys in their lineup. And we're going to be in for a miserable October at some point. And there's going to be a lot of I told you so's, a lot of finger pointing. But you know what they're going to do? They're going to look at each other and say, no, we're pretty effing good at this. They're going to look at each other and say, that's a crapshoot. It's baseball. Not our fault. Nothing we could have done to secure the division. Nothing we could have done to secure the number one seed. Nothing we could have done to get better players on the team when Tommy Pham is getting let go. Robbie Grossman is getting let go. Guys are getting DFA'd left and right. Contenders are making adjustments to their team, tweaking their team, and the Yankees are still going through the motions.
I think Tommy Pham is the guy you bring in even to give him a shot.
They won't.
And I guess because you have Dominguez.
They won't.
I don't understand how Dominguez could be over, not be up over Verdugo right now. I mean, if you're looking at some of the like 15 lowest OPSs in baseball, Torres was on that list. He's hit a little bit better. He's not. Verdugo's terrible. He can't hit left-handed pitching, and they continuously throw him out there. It's ridiculous. It's maddening what they continue to do.
Judge requested that they go get him. They gave up three prospects for him. They're going to see it through with him the entire year. This guy, the article came out, he was allergic to his batting gloves. Like, I don't know. I have no allegiance to him. Why not play the Martian? Why not play the guy that was a Yankee last year before Verdugo got here? He's a switch hitter. He runs hard. He hustles. I don't know. They don't care, bro. They do not care what you and I think as Yankee fans. They are the smartest guys in the room. They're going to play the guys that they paid and the guys that they traded for.
But, I mean, they gave Dominguez the biggest signing bonus in Major League Baseball history for an international free agent. It just doesn't make sense because he's a top 100 prospect in baseball. When he was up here last year, he showed you why he's a top 100 prospect in baseball and could be a future stud on this Yankee team. And he could help you go win a World Series right now.
Yeah, three weeks ago, Cashman said there's no lane for him. Remember that?
I think it changes because I think they were holding him down because of at-bats. Well, it's the same thing with Efros. Why is Efros not up here? Why is Tim Mason, his 8-earner on average, pitching in the bullpen? Or even Phil Bickford, who's got a 12-earner on average.
Do. They like to pick guys up off the scrap heap, bargain bin, clearance rack, and run them out there so you lose your mind. Tim Mesa, Phil Bickford, right? Because they think that they can turn guys into what they turned Michael Tonkin into for a little while. They could turn Tim Hill into what they've turned Tim Hill into. You know, they lean on their analytics. They lean on their pitching coach and Matt Blake and Mike Harkey. And I don't know, bro. I'm getting so tired of it. It's so exhausting every single year to watch them roll out with Rougned Odor, to watch them put Jay Bruce at first base for a little while. Like, Jay Bruce, shout out to him. At least he hung it up and retired. They probably would have kept going through with him. You know, for them to put Gleyber Torres at shortstop, for them to play guys out of position like IKF, for them to sign guys or trade for guys that fail and don't work here, like Joey Gallo or Sonny Gray, or, you know, it's just a long list of errors. It's just a long list of failures. And then when it, you know, the conversation comes up about them not making the World Series, it's never them. It's oh, it's the crapshoot. Oh, it was, we were hurt. Oh, this team played really hot. Like, yeah. So just get ready. That's where I am now. I'm so happy football is back, because that can bring me some peace. The Yankees disturb my peace, and I'm not going to let myself go into October thinking that this bunch, this group can get it done, because it's wide open. It's wide open for the taking. There's no dominant team. Yeah, well, some team is going to get hot. Some team is going to have the right front office and manager to do the little things to get them there. And do not sleep on the Houston Astros. They've been to the last 7 ALCSs. Like, they're still there. They're going to be in the postseason. So, again, for you Yankee fans, I think you want that smoke. No, that's what you don't want. That's what you don't want, because they'll be ready to play against the New York Yankees for sure. You can bet on it. You can bank on it.
I agree. And you mentioned football. I have to deal with Daniel Jones being the quarterback of the New York Giants
this
year.
That sucks.
So I'm not even looking forward to football. The only player I'm looking forward to watching on that team is Malik Nabers, because I truly think that guy is going to be an alpha number one wide receiver stud. But I'll be honest, I don't think Daniel Jones makes it through the entire season. If they start 1-7, they should totally just bring in DeVito, have him play the rest of the year.
If you they can't start 1-7, Drew Lock better be healthy to get some reps. And if Drew Lock is terrible, then you can't go 1-4. You go 1-4, it's a wrap. You go 5 weeks and only get one win, you got to do something there. But whatever, I just think this is inevitable for them to not win enough games, where they're going to be looking at drafting a quarterback. They're going to be looking at trading up. Should have did it last year. But last year, Tommy Cutlets emerged.
It scares me. And it's the thing that scares me is I want them to be bad, because I think Daniel Jones is the worst quarterback in the NFL. But I also don't want them to be bad enough where I'm not a big Joe Shane guy, but I'm a huge Daboll guy. If Daboll gets fired, I don't know what I will do. I think I would lose my allegiance to the New York Giants, because Daboll's such a good coach, and it's sad that they victimized themselves by winning. They're a victim of their own success because they won those games that first year, because Daboll put on such a good coaching job. But it does scare me, because if he leaves, I mean, they're going to have to restart, and he's a really good coach. He'll go somewhere else and have success.
Maybe, and maybe you'll get Bill Belichick. Thanks for the call,
happens.
Dan. 888-808-1019. Let's take one more Yankee call before we go to break. Mark out in California, back on the Fan. Hello, Mark.
What's going on? I was just listening to your last caller saying that Abel's a good coach. Listen, night and day.
He won Coach of the Year. I think he knows his football.
He is the worst coach to manage timeout that I've ever seen in the National Football League. He just
cannot. He was coaching scared last year, too. He didn't know what to do.
Oh, my God.
He didn't know what to do on third and one.
No idea. It was like Joe Judge all over again. Run, pass. It's like, dude, and you're scared of Daniel Jones? I'm scared of Dable calling plays, because Mike Kafka is nothing without Mahomes.
That's what I'm trying to tell folks, bro. Like, there's so much different with the Giants this year. You can't just expect to like be a playoff contender. Yeah. Like, they like, let's see what Bowen does with this defense. Let's see what these new guys on defense do. Let's see what this secondary's like.
And Bowen doesn't blitz. He's more of, he has his defensive ends get after the job, which is,
the defensive, the front four, even the linebackers, I think that's a strength of the team. But one-on-one coverage.
When was the last time the Giants had a good linebacker? Giants can't pick a linebacker to save their life.
They have two good linebackers right now.
Yeah, but it's just, I think the front four is going to generate the most pressure. And I mean, Bowen came out after they traded for Burns, and he was just off mile, because he had everything to do with it. He wants to pick his guys. Wink was a good name for the Giants, not necessarily a great coach in the beginning. First couple weeks, he was not predictable, and then he was just stupid predictable. He just blitzed on every single down, gave up the most yards. Yeah, the defense was decent, but this front four with Lawrence, and Kayvon. And I'm thinking
everybody knows you got to stop Malik Nabers, right?
Right.
So they're going to roll the defense to that side. If Singletary can't get it done, like, they're just going to double up. They're going to have a corner and a safety on Malik Nabers.
There we go.
We'll see what this offensive line looks like if they're able to protect Daniel Jones. But even if they protect Daniel Jones, is Daniel Jones going to be in his head about getting hit, about getting hurt? Is he going to be in his head about having to prove people wrong or prove people right that believe it? I don't know, man. I just,
you know what, man?
There's so many other teams that they're going to face that have more talent that are ready made that don't have so much change in their coaching and in their roster. Like, this is a rebuild.
How many years did Mac Jones get? How many years did he get? Two. How many years is Daniel Jones with the Giants? Six? Come on. Just, it's maddening. It's just, it's so just unbelievable. And it's like, the thing is like, Mara, to me, everyone's bashing on, you know, Jerry Jones. But come on, Mara, you need to get out of your own head, bro. Because he doesn't know what he's doing either. It's like it's kind of sickening in terms of the Giants roster overhaul. And I was talking to a buddy of mine today about him saying, oh, well, Prescott could easily come to the Giants and with Belichick. That's what everyone was saying. What, for $60 million? Because listen, I want to ask you a question, Keith. If Patrick Mahomes right now were to hit the open market, how much is he getting?
He's never hitting the open market, but he's getting the most money. I mean, the Chiefs might have to tweak his contract if he goes to another Super Bowl.
Let's just say if he were hypothetically in this weird scenario.
$60 million a year.
I'm thinking he's getting close to $70 to $100 million would be the starting point.
We're talking annually. He already has a ridiculous contract, like over $450 million, but they would tweak that annually. It's just going to go up.
If he's getting like, 70.
It's stupid that guys like Tua and Trevor Lawrence like have bigger, you know, annual value contracts.
Or Jordan Love's getting $55 million.
Exactly. Unbelievable. Jordan like, Love has more than Mahomes off of 1 year.
It's unbelievable. And so if I was hearing today, Prescott's going to get 50. I said, there's no way he gets 50. He's going to get 60. He's going to be a starting point. If he gets 60, Mahomes would easily get 70, right? Easy would get $70 million, right? There's no way they're both getting the same. Now, the thing is that if Prescott is going to another team, who knows? Because, listen, Brandon Ayuk was like, I'm going here. Oh, my God. Look, he resigns. At the end of the day, it's like Jerry Jones is going to do.
Different. Thanks for the call, Mark. Ayuk is way different than Dak's situation. Dak's contract is up after this year. Ayuk wanted to force a trade, end up taking the extension. He didn't have any leverage with that at all. He ended up losing that stand-in. Dak has all the leverage in the world. Dak goes out there and plays. Dak is going to be a $60 million a year quarterback. He's going to break the bank in the offseason.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.